I'm Don Munson in Tucson, and I'm thinking right now is the perfect time to make your first ever contribution to GLT. You know, you'll help sustain GLT and NPR as your trusted source for news, and you'll help pay for the quality entertainment you expect to find on GLT every week. And you'll tell us we can convince you to help pay for the programs you depend on in short breaks like this, instead of taking time away from those programs to ask for your help. So don't wait. I need you to do this tonight. Make your first-time contribution right now at WGLT.org. Thank you very much. And thank you for listening tonight to Radio Munson. We do this every Thursday night, you know, and usually there's a little bit of bassy music. Basie Band and circa 1955, I would say, and a thing called Whirly Bird, a song that was written by Neil Hefti and arranged for the band by Neil. And it's part of an album of a collection of the great recordings by the Basie Band in the early 50s. He called it his Second Testament Band, a revitalized band that featured Eddie Lockjaw Davis playing tenor saxophone. And you heard him there, and Sonny Payne by that time was the drummer with the band. Basie was still playing piano, of course. All for the Roulette label. And they have remastered all of those roulette sides from the early 1950s and put them in a new CD called The 100th Birthday Bash, Count Basie and his orchestra and friends. Here on Radio Munson, here's another Basie song from really the same era, a song written by Freddie Green, his longtime rhythm guitar player. It's called it was called A Corner Pocket when Freddie wrote it, but then Donald Wolfe added some lyrics, and now it's called Until I Met You, and the vocals done by Melissa Morgan, with a couple of young guys, Christian Scott playing trumpet and Francisco Torres playing trombone.
So fancy free, but really lonesome as can be through one lucky day. You came my way. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. I used to think there'd never be a guy who'd ever care for me. Then what do you know? You made it so. I never knew what love was all about until I met you. When you kissed me, I felt the season change from winter to spring. When you kissed me, I lost my reason, 'cause I heard the birds sing. I felt like a king. And now I have to rub my eyes each time I try to realize that your love is mine. Ain't it just fine? I never knew what love was all about until I met you. Your love is mine. Ain't it just fine? I never never knew what love was all about until I met you.
That's Melissa Morgan and a couple of young instrumentalists, Kristen Scott on trumpet and Francisco Torres playing trombone. And Donald Wolfe's lyrics to Freddie Green's song that was originally Corner Pocket, and Basie's band recorded it several times, but now it's called Until I Met You. Melissa Morgan, Radio Munson. You know we play jazz music from all eras on this show, and some songs that you may not even consider to be jazz, although you can always get some argument on almost any song and its appropriate genre. Here's a song from 1924, from the Red Hot 20s, done by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra. You know those guys are still playing. The Pasadena Roof Orchestra is a British retro band specializing in music of the 1920s and 1930s. James Langdon has been their most often vocalist. And here's a song from 1924, done by the Pasadena Roof Orchestra.
Somehow, fancy hose, silken gown, you'd be out of place in your own hometown. When you walk down the avenue, I just can't believe that it's you. Painted lips, painted eyes, wearing a bird of paradise. It all seems wrong somehow, 'cause you're nobody's sweetheart now.
Pasadena Roof Orchestra. I'll bet they'll be doing that one on their current tour. They're on the continent now. I think playing somewhere in Germany tonight, Switzerland tomorrow. Yeah. The Pasadena Roof Orchestra. About a half century old, that bunch of Brits. Here on Radio Munson, we heard Mead Lux Lewis in the previous hour with his Honky Tonk Train Blues, a good bit of Boogie Woogie played on the piano. It's interesting what you can do with a piano keyboard. Here's an interesting thing. Lionel Hampton, who played wonderful vibes and was also a very good drummer, but most of all, an entertainer. And of course, he would sing a little bit too, Hamp would. But he also played piano. He didn't play it the conventional way. He played it by using just the index finger on each of his hands, just as he would play vibes with a mallet in each hand. He had a partner in crime when he did this, Hamp did. Milt Buckner was a great pianist in his own right. But he would sit on the same piano bench to Hamp's left, and he would play the low notes and the bass notes, that is, and the chords. Lionel Hampton would make those two fingers fly, and play the melody. In this case, the melody was Chinatown, My Chinatown. Lionel Hampton, the one and only. Amazing. And Chinatown, My Chinatown. Here on Radio Munson at GLT, I know many of you can't see it, but there's a big almost full moon. Well, just past full moon. It's on the wane now. Full moon was the pink moon. Here, the full moon in April was, what, Tuesday night. But I know it's up there. I'm just not sure how high. Thank you. was Les Paul and Mary Ford before the break with How High the Moon, and Gene Harris, the pianist, with his super band coming up here with a great arrangement of Old Man River. Here on Radio Munson on GLT, your public radio station, funded by you, the public. Since that's the case, we come on air a couple of times a year to ask for your financial support, and lately, we've cut 20 minutes of fundraising each hour down to about 3 minutes an hour, and we've still been able to raise enough listener support to pay the bills, so you get all the news and information and entertainment that you need from GLT and NPR, and GLT can rely on your financial support. That's a pretty good arrangement, but it only works if it keeps working, so do your part right now. Contribute now at WGLT.org. Old Man River has been awfully busy this springtime. That's Gene Harris, the pianist, with his super band, circa 1989, when the band appeared at the Town Hall in New York City, featuring some great soloists. That was Frank West playing alto saxophone, and the trumpeter was Michael Mossman, and that was Gary Smullyan playing that baritone saxophone solo. Well, we're here till 9 o'clock Central Time tonight. Hope you're having a good time. I am at this end, for sure. Here's a song that Billie Holiday recorded in 1959, one of the last things she recorded. She was in poor health by that time, and she, of course, as you know, died prematurely. But Billie Holiday still had the ability to sing a song in her own special way. They call the album Lady in Autumn. It's a collection of songs she recorded late on the Verve label, and this one comes from 1959 when they paired Lady Day with Ray Ellis, the arranger, and his orchestra.
Don't worry about me, I'll get along. Forget about me, be happy, my love. Let's say that our little show is over, and so the story ends. Why not call it a day? The sensible way, and still be friends. Look out for yourself, should be the rule. Give your heart and your love to whomever you love. Don't be a fool, darling. Why should you cling to some fading thing that used to be? If you can forget, don't worry about me. You cling to some fading thing that used to be. If you can forget, don't worry about me.
Billie Holiday was quite ill by the time she recorded that in 1959. I wonder if she knew that she had very little time left on this earth. She died just a few weeks after this recording. She had just turned 40 years old. How about going clubbing for a little while? Do you have time to head out to the Las Vegas Strip? You know, Sinatra's playing at in the Copa Room at the Sands, and I know the maitre d'. I think maybe he can squeeze us in for at least one song. I'll just grease his palm here. Yeah, come on over here. That's the Basie Band on stage, by the way.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then. Can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then. Can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before, and then we laughed before, also loved before. But who where, when? Some things that happen for the first time happening again. And so it seems that we have met before, and then we laughed before, and then we loved before. But who knows? Who knows when?
'66, Frank Sinatra and Count Basie at the Sands in Las Vegas, and we was there, baby, we was there. Here's Johnny Frigo, the fiddler, with Frank Vignola's guitar, Nicky Parrott on bass, and Joe Ashwan on drums.
Thank you.
Of GLT listeners are tuning in more than ever these days. Does that apply to you? They turn to GLT and NPR for accurate, up-to-the-minute reporting on the big stories of the day, and they know they can find quality entertainment here when they need a break. If this sounds like you, please remember the only way GLT and NPR can continue to bring you the news you trust and the entertainment you enjoy is with your financial support. GLT and NPR are more important to you than ever, and you're just as important to GLT and NPR. So contribute now at WGLT.org. Thank you very much indeed. And thanks for the smile. You know, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Yeah. Thank you. Tom Kubis and his West Coast band, and Tom's arrangement of When You're Smiling. Bill Walters was a guy playing trombone. Here on Radio Munson, here's something to make you smile a little bit. Liza Minnelli was coaxed into the studio to record a song that was featured in the HBO series Boardwalk Empire. And, you know, that was a period piece. And this was during the fairly early part, when they were concentrating on the late 1920s and early 1930s. And Vince Giordano's Nighthawks were hired on to be the band of that era. And Liza Minnelli came in the studio to do her very best Sophie Tucker.
Daddy dear, listen here, your mama's feeling blue. I don't see much of you, and that will never do. Once a week, your mama's cheek gets a kiss or two. Now I'm not showing you the door, but I'm laying down the law. You can't see your mama every night, or you can't see mama at all. You gotta kiss your mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. Now I don't care for the kind of a man who works on the installment plan. You gotta see your mama every night, or you can't see your mama at all. For instance, Monday night I sat alone. Tuesday night you didn't phone. Wednesday night you didn't call. Thursday night, the same old stall. Friday night, you dodged my path. Saturday night, oh, you took your bath. Sunday night, you called on me, but you brought your wife and your family. Mama at all. You gotta kiss your mama, treat her right, or she won't be home when you call. Now I don't care for the kind of a sheik who does his sheiking once a week. You gotta see your mama every night. Oh, you can't see your mama, can't see your mama, you can't see your mama at all.
Liza Minnelli became Sophie Tucker, the last of the Red Hot Mamas for Boardwalk Empire, with Vince Giordano's Nighthawks here on Radio Munson. That was really late 20s, maybe right around 1930. By that time, the great trumpeter Bunny Berrigan had begun to become one of the top trumpeters in the emerging jazz scene from the end of the 1920s into the 1930s. By 1937, that's 80 years ago this summer, Bunny Berrigan had his own band. He was leading the band, playing trumpet. Every once in a while, he'd sing a vocal refrain. And he went into the studio to record this song called I Can't Get Started. Vernon Duke had written the melody, and Ira Gershwin supplied the lyrics. When Bunny, he actually recorded it a couple of times, 1936, and I'm going to play the 1937 recording, which is in the Grammy Hall of Fame, by the way. And it features that very low trumpet at the start of Bunny Berrigan. But he reached the highs before it was all over and did a little singing, what's more.
Thank you. a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain. And the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, cause I can't get started with you.
Classic recording from 1937, Bunny Berrigan's recording of I Can't Get Started. Vernon Duke and Ira Gershwin teamed up to write that song. Bunny sang it, but more importantly, he played wonderful trumpet. A lot of people say Bunny Berrigan was one of the very great trumpeters, but a lot of people never got a chance to hear him. He died, I think, in 1942. He lost a battle to alcoholism. Bunny Berrigan was only 33 years old when he died. I'm looking at the weather map at the Central Illinois weather for this weekend. Looks like more rain, which is not great news, right? Because you're blue enough already.
I get the blues when it rains. The blues I can't lose when it rains. Each little drop that falls on my window pane always reminds me of the tears I've shed in vain. I sit and wait for the sun to shine down on me once again. It rained when I found you. It rained when I lost you. That's why I'm so blue when it rains. It was raining, dear, when I met you. You smiled, the sun shone through. Then it rained again, and I lost you. Just why? I never knew. Now every time the storm clouds gather way up in the sky, I see them all and I recall those happy days gone by. Drop that falls on my window pane always reminds me of the tears I've shed in vain. I sit and wait, and I sit and wait, and I wait, and I wait for the sun to shine. It rained when I found you. It rained. It rained when I lost you. That's why. That's why I'm so blue. That's why I'm so blue when it rains. That's why I'm so blue when it rains.
Lena Horne. Much like you, I think, because she, too, gets the blues when it rains. We've had enough of that. Rain, I mean, and the blues, for that matter. Except for on the radio blues, which comes up this weekend on GLT, as it does every weekend. Great blues music. On WGLT Normal, a service of Illinois State University. I'm Don, and I'll be back next Thursday night with another edition of Radio Munson. Let's close things off with Oscar Peterson at the keyboard again, with Herb Ellis playing guitar this time and Ray Brown on bass. Thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Passover and happy Easter.